This morning we'll be reading from 1 John 4, 7 through 12, and John 3, 16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Now John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Will you please pray with me? Our Lord and our God, now as we hear your word, fill us with your spirit. Soften our hearts that we may delight in your presence. Sharpen our minds that we may discern your truth. Shape our wills that we may desire your ways. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
During the Sundays of Advent, we've been looking together at John 3:16, which is probably one of the verses of Scripture that is the most popular of all the verses of the Bible, one that's most well-known and recognized. We saw last week in John 3:16 that we saw that God is the greatest lover, for God so loved the world. We saw how God's love is relentless in his pursuit of us, in showing and revealing his love. Today we see the greatest gift. For this greatest lover gave the greatest gift, that he gave his one and only Son. And the greatest opportunity is whoever believes in him. And the greatest promise is shall never perish but have eternal life. The greatest gift. We have many, many stories of people that are giving gifts. And as Rich shared, we give gifts at Christmas time to family and to friends. And yet, there are other stories of giving out there that inspire and encourage us. For instance, there's the story of Ray Moeller Jr. When he was 4 years old, he woke up with pain in both of his hips. And this pain brought him to the hospital. When I was there, he said, I was scared. And when I got to go home, I couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that there were kids who were going to have to stay there. He got to go home. Moeller's birthday just happens to be on Christmas Eve. And that Christmas, as he was thinking of the children who were left behind at the hospital, he chose to donate half of all of his birthday and Christmas presents to them. And so soon after, Moeller, with the help of his family, founded what's known as the Little St. Nick Foundation. Its mission is to make hospitals more kid-friendly for young patients. With more than 500,000 gift bags, toys, movies, and electronics donated to children in hospitals across the country in the last 13 years, Moeller's foundation is still going strong. In addition, he's helped inspire other kids to take action as well. 13-year-old Aga Hader was home with a broken leg, binge-watching TV and saw a show on Nickelodeon featuring Moeller and his Little St. Nick Foundation. And so she was captivated and began to be in communication with him how she could get involved. And last month, at a St. Louis hospital, the results of Moeller and Hader's joint efforts paid off. More than 100 volunteers helped to pack 300 gift bags filled with gifts, like stuffed animals and coloring books, that were later distributed at local hospitals. Now, these are amazing stories of gift-giving, and there's other stories. There's hundreds of stories out there. You even have the stories of people donating organs from their body to someone else so that they could have life. We see people giving their life for others. Tremendous stories of gift giving. And yet the greatest gift of all is given by God, the greatest lover of all, as He gave to us the gift of His love in His Son, Jesus Christ. And we see that God's love is giving and not taking. Listen to those verses. John 3:16 that Sherry read this morning, and also the passage in 1 John 4. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And then in 1 John 4, 9 and 10, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God's love is giving and not taking. It's the ultimate measure of love is to give of oneself for the good of another. God's love is the eternal giving of Himself for the good of others. And we see in that gift that God became a human being in Jesus Christ. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. It's an incredible truth. When you think of God, as we talked about last week, who did not have to create, God was perfectly content, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, content for all eternity, yet out of love chose to create a world that they could love and that they could share their love with them. And God became human in Jesus. And because of that, He understands all of the things that we go through. He has compassion and mercy towards us because He has experienced all of the things of life that we have in our lives. And going all the way to the cross to experience the pain and the suffering of death for us. That's the love that gives and does not take. And you know that this love is not produced by any attractive qualities within us. Just listen to Romans 5:8 where it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This differs radically often from us as human beings because we love what is lovable. We're attracted to what is attractive. But God sees it from a whole different perspective. He gave of Himself eternally for our good, even while we were sinners, even while we were trying to walk away from Him, even while we were trying not to live in love. And yet He gives, and He gives, and He gives, and He gives, especially in the gift of His Son. And it's a gift. When we think of gifts, and the gifts that we might have under our tree, the gifts that we give others, the gifts that are given to us, we recognize that the gift is not earned. We've not earned God's love in Jesus Christ. We've not earned it. You know, it's not like I did 75 good things, now God owes me. It's not that way. It's not wages, where you do a day's work, you get a day's wages. You know, I put in so much time for God. I went to church. I taught Sunday school. I did this. I did that. I did this. It's wages. And now God owes me. Here's the bill, God. Now pay me. It's not that way. It's not an investment. Do this and it gains interest. My account is huge. I must be in the kingdom of heaven because I've done all of these things. I've invested in the kingdom, and so I've got to be in. No. We're told that God's love is pure, simple gift. For God so loved the world that He gave. It doesn't say, for God so loved the world, and then He checked out everybody, what they were doing, and how good they were, and it's kind of like the eternal Santa Claus, naughty and nice, and the good things outweigh the bad things, you get so many good things. It's not like that. It's not like that at all with God. From the beginning to the end, it's all grace. Whether you're a Christian for 5 minutes or 50 years, it's all grace. It's all God's grace. It's all gift from the beginning to the end. It's not like that old Smith Barney commercial where John Houseman would say, we do things the old-fashioned way, we earn it. That can never be said in the Church of Jesus Christ. Never be said. Because it's all gift from beginning to end. The gift of God's love is never earned, never deserved. I think there's a passage of Scripture that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, that speaks of this so clearly to our lives. It's a passage of Scripture that Jesus spoke to people like you and me who were seeking to live out the Christian life. And many of those had been followers of Jesus, or they've been Pharisees. They thought they were doing God's will for many, many years. And He told them a story about what God's kingdom is like. And I'm going to read that story to you out of the Message. God's kingdom is like an estate manager who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. They agreed on a wage of $1 a day and went to work. Later, about 9 o'clock, the manager saw some other men hanging around the town square, unemployed. He told them to go to work in his vineyard, and he would pay them a fair wage. They went. He did the same thing at noon, and again at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, he went back and found still others standing around, and he said, why are you standing around all day doing nothing? They said, because no one has hired us. He told them to go to work in his vineyard. And when the day's work was over, the owner of the vineyard instructed his foreman, call the workers in and pay them their wages. Start with the last hired and go on to the first. Those hired at 5 o'clock came up and were each given $1. When those who were hired first saw that, they assumed they would get far more than that. But they got the same. Each of them $1. Taking the dollar, they groused angrily to the manager. These last workers put in only one easy hour, and you just made them equal to us who slaved all day under a scorching sun. And he replied to the one speaking for the rest, friend, I haven't been unfair. We agreed on the wage of $1, didn't we? So take it and go. I decided to give the one who came last the same as you. Can't I do what I want with my own money? Are you going to get stingy because I'm generous? Here it is again, the great reversal. Many of the first ending up last, and the last first. You know, don't we see ourselves at times in this parable that Jesus told, this story? When we come into the Christian faith, we recognize that it's all gift. that we didn't earn it or deserve it. We receive God's love. We celebrate it. And we just rejoice in it. The good news brings great joy to us. And slowly on, as we live the Christian life, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, etc., on and on. For some reason, it's easy for us to begin to think we've earned it. At this point in our lives, because of our faithful following of God, we have run up an account with God that we are deserving of certain wages from God. And we forget that it is always gift, always grace. Every moment of every day of our lives, it is grace. It is gift. We see what happens here. These people that in this story that forgot that it's about grace, they become picky, they become hypercritical, they become self-conscious, they become self-centered, they begin to keep score, don't they? Keep score. I've done this. I've done this. They didn't do that. And they become hypercritical. They become picky. They murmur. They grouse angrily, it says. They have contempt for others. And they begin to think that God isn't fair. The account manager's not fair. And they begin to think that God owes us something. You see, the scriptures tell us that God owes you nothing. God gives gifts. He is the greatest gift giver of all and the greatest gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, given to us out of grace. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it. If anything, as we went through that list last week and talked about all the things that God had done in from the way beginning where He killed an animal instead of Adam and Eve, and He went all the way through the nation of Israel and the prophets and the giving of His Son, and some people complain, you know, why is there only one way to God? That's the wrong question. The question is really, why is there any way at all to God? Why didn't God just throw out the whole bunch of us? And just say, enough, done, I've had it. We might be tempted to do that, but not God. God in His great love continues to give gift upon gift, grace upon grace. And Jesus told this story to remind us that every second of our lives is grace. Every moment of our lives is grace and grace alone. It is all because of God's goodness and His love and His gift to us. And the greatest gift of love that He gave is Jesus. You know, I can say this morning, I have no doubt that Jesus loves you as you are. And for most of us, we hear it so often that we just kind of, yeah, sure, kind of shrug our shoulders, of course. We don't even get the wonder and the awe of that any longer. The fact that Jesus loves us as we are. And He comes to meet us where we are. And He comes alongside us and gives of Himself all the way to the cross for us as a gift. And yet, we can walk away from the gift. We can walk away from it. God's gift of love in Jesus Christ, it's a gift given to us. We can walk away from it. We can just leave it and walk away. I've seen people do that. I've seen people walk away from the gift of God's love in Jesus Christ. Walk away from it. Or I can see people at times who look at the gift and think about it, and they're all excited about the wrapping and the, wow, what a great job, what great wrapping paper. You know, God came in Jesus, what a great person he was, and he was born in a manger, he was humble, he grew up, and he was so wise and strong and loving, and he gave of himself, and we just sit there and we admire it. We admire it. What a great gift. What a great gift. It's kind of like admiring the chair. What a great chair. It'll hold me. But what a great chair. What a great gift. But you see, faith, it's grace through faith. That's how we're saved. God's gift comes to us in love in Jesus Christ. And faith is opening the gift. It's not only receiving it, but it's opening it. I'm a little different than Rich here. I can get to open it. You open it. I mean, why would you not open it? Why would you not open it? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. He gave, as he wraps him in swaddling clothes, he wraps him in cloth and lays him in a manger. There's a gift there. Why would you not open the gift? Receive it in faith. That's the offer today. God loved you so much. Put your own name there. God loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son for you. For you. That if you believe in him, if you have faith, if you open the gift, receive it and open it, you're given the greatest promise of all, the gift of eternal life. And you know what? For myself, I've been a Christian for as long as I can remember, 60-some years. But it's just as much grace today as it was the day I was born. It's just as much gift today as when I was 5. It's just as much gift today as when I began the ministry. And maybe I think, even as I've grown in the faith, that I begin to understand and see that it is all gift. It is all grace, every day, every moment. And the offer to us is to receive the gift and open it. And open it. And know the good news. And have grace.